Defense chiefs from 30 countries meet in Brussels to talk Ukraine troops deployment. By Breitbart London on April 10, 2025. Brussels, AP, Britain's defense minister on Thursday urged military leaders from around 30 countries to press ahead with plans to deploy troops to Ukraine to police any future peace agreement with Russia. The meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels, the first between defense ministers representing the so-called coalition of the willing, comes after a visit to Kyiv last week by senior British and French military officers. It's expected to work on fleshing out an agreement reached at an earlier meeting between leaders. John Healey, Britain's defense minister, opening the meeting said, "We must put more pressure on Russia's President Putin to end his war." He said 200 military planners from 30 countries were working to develop plans for deepening European involvement in Ukraine. "We must be ready for when that peace comes. That's why the work of this coalition is so vital. We're stepping up. We're serious," Healey said. Ukrainian government officials and military analysts have said that Russian forces are preparing to launch a fresh military offensive in Ukraine in the coming weeks to maximize pressure on Kyiv and strengthen the Kremlin's negotiating position in ceasefire talks. As usual with coalition gatherings, the United States will not take part, but the success of the coalition's operation hinges on U.S. backup with air power or other military assistance. However, the Trump administration has made no public commitment to provide support. The Netherlands, Sweden, and Finland underline the crucial role of the United States. "The United States is a crucial player still in guaranteeing lasting security in Ukraine," said Finnish Defense Minister Annette Häkkinen. His Swedish counterpart, Pål Jonson, said success in Ukraine requires some form of U.S. engagement, while Dutch Defense Minister Ruben Brekelmans called American support very important but said the form it took might differ, depending on the chosen type of European mission in Ukraine. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said ministers were trying to keep the United States on board. "Amid that uncertainty and U.S. warnings that Europe must take care of its own security and that of Ukraine in future, the force is seen as the first test of the continent's willingness to defend itself and its interests. Its makeup will depend on the nature of any peace agreement, but the contingent is unlikely to be stationed at Ukraine's border with Russia. It would be located further from the ceasefire line, perhaps even outside Ukraine, and deployed to counter any Russian attack. Building a force big enough to act as a credible deterrent is proving a considerable effort for nations that shrank their militaries after the Cold War but are now rearming." UK officials have talked about possibly 10,000 to 30,000 troops. "Our reassurance force for Ukraine would be a committed and credible security arrangement to ensure that any negotiated peace does bring what President Trump has pledged, a lasting peace for Ukraine," Healey said. Countries are also reluctant to contribute personnel without U.S. support. "The Europeans cannot match U.S. weapon systems, intelligence gathering, and satellite surveillance capabilities. The nature of the force will be determined by the terms of any peace agreement. The coalition is still trying to establish how it would operate. Leading countries want a robust deterrence force to defend against any Russian attack. The ceasefire is likely to be monitored with technical means such as surveillance cameras and satellites. Any troops doing this would have to be acceptable to both sides." Brekelmans said key questions must still be answered, like what is the potential mission? What is going to be the goal? What is the mandate? What would we do in under different scenarios? For example, if there would be any escalation regarding Russia. Some countries, Italy and the Netherlands, for example, require the approval of their national parliaments before they can deploy troops. On Friday, representatives from around 50 nations will gather at NATO to drum up military support for Ukraine. That meeting will be chaired by Britain and Germany. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is not expected to take part.